I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the French Connections live broadcast. This is a live and direct broadcast on Tuesday, January 15th, 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me again for another one of these most important of broadcasts. I want to thank all of the listeners out there who have spent time to write me an email about my computer problem. It's still not fixed. I haven't written back to everybody who wrote me something. I do appreciate it. It seems that I have a problem with the partitioning of my operating system, and somebody was on the money, because when I installed a new operating system into my computer, it did get partitioned and caused one side of the operating system not to communicate with the other. So there's like a block between what needs to get done and what's in there. It's a problem. It is a serious problem. So I guess what I'm going to try to do here is find a way to scrub clean the hard drive, and then reinstall a new operating system that is going to give me I guess new access to all of the different parts of the computer. Let's see if that works. It's still not working yet. Still have no audio sound, and I can't listen to that cretin Alex Jones, which actually for me is a blessing these days. I really don't want to listen to this guy. But I still have to, because I have to find out what the crud bag is doing over there, and what kind of nonsense he's trying to spin now, you know. And again, I go after this guy because he still carries with him a whole lot of he gets the numbers. He does, you know. I mean, he's got, and a lot of people write to me and say, oh, you know, you don't knock him. I came into this truth movement and found you through Alex Jones, and you know, no. If I was the only one here when you were looking for truth, you'd have found out the truth right away. So that's an excuse. It's like saying, well, trust Ron Paul, even though he doesn't let you talk about 9/11, even though he won't tell you that Bin Laden's a fraud, even though he won't tell you that the gold standard is going to ruin the country's finances and the world for that matter, even though he's got $20 million and doesn't spend any of it on the campaign, even though he's not complaining about the real criminals, even though he's not has never spoken out against graft and corruption in the United States on an individual basis, which is really where crimes are committed, blah, 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 blah. These are just excuses and giving people excuses for getting away with crime. So, no, you know, I have to keep coming out against these kinds of things, because, you know, who knows if we've got 50 new listeners tonight that are going to have to maybe do their own due diligence and look into these accusations I've made, because, you know, you are. Thank you very much for starting to repost some of this these books elsewhere. Again, I talked to you about this guy Andre Dyke. What an incredible visual tool to take a look at those columns he wrote. He wrote at all of the different ministries of Russia and all of the different departments of all of the control of the Russian government back in from 1936 to 1941. And it was entirely Jewish, and they were only 1% of the Russian population, and in every single major job, and in major control of the Russian government. And granted, the book seems a little naive on some of the points, but the guy was coming from his own position. He was not informed like we are today. He didn't have a full spread of information to fight from, you know. And so, what else is happening here? Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about this. The president of the country where I live, Nicolas Sarkozy, has married his girlfriend of 2 months. They've been together 2 months. They're already saying that she's pregnant. Her name's Carla Bruni. Of course, if you don't know anything about Mr. Sarkozy, he claimed he didn't know he was Jewish and that he was raised Catholic when his grandfather was one of the most important rabbinical scholars and families in Salonika, Greece, during the implosion of the Ottoman Empire. And in fact, the history of his family is so important to criminal Zionist history that there's no way this man didn't know. But then he comes out and says, oh, he did a John Kerry. I didn't know. He did a Madeleine Albright. Well, I didn't know. What's his name? What's his Clark, General Clark there? Oh, I didn't know I was Jewish. Carla Bruni says she didn't know she was either. Just by accident, turns out she's Jewish too. And lo and behold, there are pictures of her all over the internet nude. I mean, flat out, bare butt, open, spread eagle nude, the new First Lady of France. Oh, how low will we go? And she was had production involvement in movies that ended up garnering an X rating, I believe the story goes. And I mean, but if you really want to look at it, it embodies the moral values of the people in charge. So I mean, they're doing all the rest of the world a favor by actually representing the French leadership in its true light, giving everybody an opportunity to see these people for who they really are. Shameful that a country could actually put somebody like that in charge, but that's what's happened here. And in fact, some of these facts were pointed out by someone Jewish. So of course we know that not all Jewish people are involved in this criminal stuff, and they're outraged too. They're outraged as well. Many of them are. I get emails from them saying, "Man, what else can I do?" And I give them, I tell them, post here, post there, and they're out there fighting too. They're out there fighting. I'm going to reiterate this because I have to, because it's important to, because it's not, you know, it may save a life at some point, that not all Jewish people believe that this is the right path for their families and their communities, and they're fighting back, and in fact, many of them have been fighting for far longer than I have. They've been aware of this nightmare for far longer than myself, so I'm encouraging them to go out and try and fight harder on behalf of the facts and the truth, so that we can start really destroying these people's hammerlock, this monopoly they have on our world's public from within. Because, again, as I've told you before, I think many of the people doing the work for this group don't even know who they're working for. They don't know what the values are that they're representing out there. Some of them are starting to catch on, though. I mean, how many times could you see reports coming out of Palestine and not know that Israel is a criminal state? Come on. I mean, how many articles on the USS Liberty do you have to read before you know that Israel is criminal? Come on. It's a no-brainer. And, you know, we go around the globe here with this stuff every day when I talk to you guys about how to get this farther afield. The conspiracy is well known. I mean, Douglas Reed did a very good job with his book. And if you don't remember me saying this, I'll remind you that Douglas Reed, he had a very prestigious journalist career before he found out these facts and started sharing them, and they literally destroyed him financially, destroyed him professionally. They ruined this man. And instead of rolling over, what he did is he wrote more stuff, and he did more investigating, and he got angry, you see. Because really, in this life, if you lay down and take your last breath, and your last breath is in full knowledge of the fact that you rolled over for an immoral and sick enterprise, and did the wrong thing, not the right thing. He did the wrong thing. You know, there's gonna be serious consequence for you in your, I think, in your final knowledge of this world, and the consequences for your family probably come home to roost in your mind as you're taking those last breaths. I don't really want to check out from this world, whenever that is, could be any time, but I don't want to check out knowing that I didn't do my best to stop these people. I mean, you know. And by and anyway, guys, I mean, we're all born dying anyway. There was a guy named Molière, he wrote, we die only once, but for such a long time. Molière wrote that. You know, sometimes it just drags on here, guys, you know, but we're fighting anyway, aren't we? And the idea is to do it with a relish in the knowledge that we are doing the right thing. We're making the world a better place for our future generations, and this is really what our purpose on the planet should be from our birth. We should be working feverishly to make this place better for everyone that comes after us, because if the generations had done that before us, we would be living in one heck of a nice place. Instead, they have gone to sleep at the switch. My parents' generation, they just didn't get themselves wrapped around these facts. Now, granted, these criminals have done a real bang-up job at controlling all of the organs of power and media that kept these facts from everybody, and for the first time, the Internet is allowing us a window of opportunity that we're attempting as best we can to take advantage of before that window shuts down, and hopefully by the time they try to pull the rug out from under our Internet ability to tell the facts, it will have spread too far and too wide, and it'll do them in. Now, you know, anybody's guess is as to the effectiveness of our plan, but it's not going to stop the fact that we have to do it, have to do something. Now, they can cheat all they want on these primary votes, because everybody involved in these primaries are crooks, even this guy Ron Paul, I've told you that. Guy, you know, if rolling over for the vote fraud in New Hampshire wasn't enough proof for you, I don't know what I can give you. The fact that he won't talk about 9/11, I don't know what I could tell you. The fact that he says Laden did this to us, what can I say to you people? Are you really this lost? Are you really, really that out of touch with the truth? Can't be. It can't be. Anyway, yeah, the United States of Israel, we should start changing the name of the country too, you know, or the Europe too, the Israeli Union. What we got going on in Europe as well. I mean, we've got all these people running everything here in France and Britain and Germany and Spain, same stuff. You know, my webmaster and I were discussing the control of the water systems in the world. And he wondered, to me, says, I wonder if the Israelis use fluoride in their water. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if they did. They probably don't. But it wouldn't surprise me if they did, because they don't want their population to wake up to the crimes they're committing either. You know, I think by and large they've used this tight-knit organization and manipulated them to go out and be their hammers. And they've rewarded them. They have rewarded these crooks, these people of Israel. They've rewarded them handsomely for their criminal associations, no doubt about it. And that whole place just should stop being. Israel is a sickness. It's a cancer. The whole idea of that state, the whole founding of it, the whole running of it, management of it, inception of it, concept of it, everything about it is a sickness. It's a sickness. And every day that it exists on the planet is another day the body of our world falls ill, just the way it is. Yep. Now, so what do we do with this water stuff? I mean, I have to live over here with the control of our water systems by this company, Veolia, which is a Rothschild company. Well, talking to people over in Britain, they said, well, you know, I just found out that my water company's run by Veolia also. Oh, is it? And there's another company they also own called Suez-Lyonnais des Eaux, which also owns Gaz de France, and also owns couple of other major gas companies along with water. So they own the gas and the water all over Europe, and they own all the water systems in 68% of the major cities of America through a company, one of their affiliate companies called U.S. Filter. It's also a Veolia Rothschild business. And, you know, nothing surprised here. I've said these things before, you know, but to bring it back up and just to see the design of it all, to see the depth of it all, really a shocker. Now, you know, the overriding truth of all these facts comes out in the books that I've got on the site, and you really need to spend some time. After you've heard Ben Friedman, which everybody should start out with, everybody out there, you should mail Ben Friedman to people, you should send Ben Friedman to people, you should narrate it, you should text it, you should do everything you can for Ben. And then when you're done with Ben, get Nesta Webster involved in your learning process, or Elizabeth Dilling, although they also refer to religious dogma from other sources at times in their work. Douglas Reed, of course, Leese, very powerful stuff. Mal Ramsey's book, okay. This book, 100 pages or a little bit more, and just right to the point. Names, too. Goes down the list, tells you who did it. And this, the stuff that Ramsey talks about, many of the people only died in the last 30 years that were involved in Ramsey's investigation, the people that he looked into. I mean, this wasn't that long ago. This isn't ancient history here. And basically, if you look at who these people were and find out who took over the reins of power after them, you know who's running the world now. The Kissingers of the world and the rest. There's no rocket science involved in going to the Zbigniew Brzezinskis of the world after you've taken a look at who's done this stuff in the past 50, 60 years. That's the way it works. And, you know, then you have to start forgiving some of the duped American public, though, because, you know, not having had benefit of any of these books and being able to control the flow of information as it appears in front of everybody every day, they can make you believe almost anything about the way the world is. I mean, they kept me that way for a long time. I mean, I was also talking to my webmaster here about my education and business at New York University, and I told him it's one of the world's finest business schools. And I thought to myself, you know, aside from learning how to work all the time doing my studies, they didn't teach me very much about real business. Why? Because to do that, ladies and gentlemen, would have been to expose the criminals. So they teach you everything but the truth about real business. The fact that free enterprise has never been free. You think they would start out with that concept being destroyed first day of class? They should, because basically they're telling you that free enterprise is the way we go forward with all of our work, with our management ethics, and that is not true. It's never been true. It's all about manipulation. It's all about controlled, activities behind the scenes. Especially when you're talking about targeted industries by these folks. There's nothing free about our free enterprise system, nothing. And then, you know, as soon as you realize that our legal system is corrupted in all of the countries that we're in, America especially, very corrupt legal structure, then you know that free enterprise cannot exist in an environment where the legal system has been corrupted. Why? Because it requires access for people to get their justice when it comes to business arrangements. And when the counterparty refuses to adhere to moral or ethical approaches to their business, you should have redress. You should be able to get redress in your court system. And when that breaks down, of course, there is no free enterprise. And that has been the case forever in America. You heard the saying, money talks and bull crap walks, right? Well, the money that these people throw around and control, I mean, they can get murderers off. Look at this guy, Spectre. Guy murders this girl in his house and just hacks her all up and does a job on her, and then he walks away. The Holloway thing, walks away with murder. They can get away with anything in this legal system. Doesn't matter if it's business or civil or anything. They got it wrapped up. Yeah, they just put some of the lawyer of Ernst Zundel's lawyer just got 3.5 years in prison for saying that the whole thing was going on in that trial and stuff was fraudulent and everything. She went to prison. Now, again, I don't take stands on issues that I don't investigate those issues because I don't, for one, don't think my best purpose would be spent sitting in a jail cell for nonsense. I mean, first of all, my health isn't good enough to be hanging out in a jail, wondering if they were going to provide me with the right medications that I need to take and the rest of it. I mean, I don't need to put myself in that situation. And the second thing is who the heck's going to take care of my family? I mean, not that I do the greatest job of that financially, but my being here helps. You know, one of the things that we've learned to do in my home, and I think it's by necessity, has benefited myself and my family, is we've had to turn to our own means to meet our ends here. In other words, we've got a garden. Now, not everybody out there has a lot of land, but I'll bet you dollars to donuts you know somebody who's got a little piece of land someplace where you could take a little corner out of it and start growing a garden, share some of the vegetables with them. Or you could find a place where you could grow, or even in your own garden, dig up some of that grass that's everywhere and take out a nice big 15-foot by 15-foot section and throw some nice compost in there and stuff and grow yourself some veggies. Start learning how to be self-sufficient. Start learning how to do what people have been trained away from doing. And it's only been about 75, 80 years, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been trained away from providing for ourselves. We can relearn these things. I've had to do it. I'm not a farmer. I didn't know anything about what grows good with other things and what, you know, how to space things out and what's the best season for this and that. And I mean, it's a learning process. I mean, gardening and growing a vegetable garden is not that easy. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. I mean, you know, I have bad knees, and I'm all messed up getting down on my hands and knees trying to do it, and my wife's much more able to do that stuff. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, what comes out of the garden is just from heaven. Flavor is just not the same. And in my area here, we have, everybody has chickens, everybody. And if you have never had a real egg from your own chickens, you've never had an egg. It would be like, I don't know, I can't even tell you the difference. The flavor difference of a real egg coming from a non-factory chicken is shocking. It's amazing. And I didn't know that. I mean, I know a lot about food, ladies and gentlemen. I spent a lot of time knowing about food, but I didn't know that the difference was that great. I didn't know the flavor of a homegrown egg was double the others. I had no idea. How would I know that unless I tasted one? And when I did, I went, what in the world? Now, these kinds of things, we've lost that. And here's the saddest part about it. Because these factory farms use fertilizer to grow what we eat today on the same soil time after time, the soils become void of minerals. And so you don't get the manganese and the magnesiums and the potassiums and the different zincs and stuff that you need to metabolize within your vegetables. You don't get the rich leafy vegetables of like, you know, beet leaf and spinach and chard and the rest that are going to be full vitamin and full mineral. They're not. They're going to be weakened. You know, of course, the nitrate and phosphate stuff that you put in the ground is going to make them grow. But the analysis of the quality of those foods is really kind of like, you know, all flash and no substance, just like the world is today, all fluff and no substance. Yep. And it's one of the things I think that was the most surprising to me was how enjoyable making foods and preserving foods is. It really is a lot of fun, and it's delicious. It's wonderful. It's great, guys. I recommend it to all of you. And, you know, the other thing is, if you're living out in a community where you're getting your water from a city, I would recommend you only shower in that water and nothing more. And I wouldn't even be doing that if I could help it. And you should find an area artesian well, a deep sunk artesian well. Many municipalities still have them where you can go and pump yourself some water. I remember in my hometown, you can go to this area artesian well and pump up yourself some water from deep underground. That water is pristine and qualitative and void of all of the nonsense that makes people sick. You know, there's another train of thought that says the chlorines in water actually cause saturated fats in the blood to turn to plaques, and that people in areas that don't use chlorined water who have high levels of LDL saturated fat in their blood don't fall victim in the same numbers or even close to the same numbers as people who live in chlorinated watered areas. So they found a causal link to chlorine in your drinking water to plaques in the blood. Now, that doesn't help them sell their anti-plaque, this Plavix, and their cholesterol-reducing nonsense out there, does it? No, that's why they won't fix that one. They run that industry too, guys. Yep. But again, what I'm pushing here today is go to Dyke's book. Put that information up for other people and say, hey, wait a minute here. I'm going to ask Krister to do it, if he would, on the news section. Just put up the little snippet, little snapshot of those lists from Russia. Well, the question, isn't this identical to what's happened in the Western world? 1% of the population controlling everything. And then when you read those lists, you can't believe it. See, these are the kinds of values that you find. You find powerful proofs within these books. That's why linking history to modern day, I think, is the best way to go forward with this battle, because it's the best way to convince anybody that this is a long-standing criminal conspiracy. You see it through history. And there's absolutely no way you can deny that it's continuing today. This is a 1-2-3 deal here, guys, and it all adds up. It all adds up. So I thought I'd get on here. We're probably going to have an interview in the next file, and I thought I'd just get on here and chew on your ear a little while. I know I took some time off, even though my computer's still down. I can still speak to y'all. Try to give you some motivation, give you some comforting, let you know that I'm trying to. Hope you are as well. Trying to take care of your families first, and then do your bit for the society that you want change in. If you're in Sweden or you're in Italy or you're South America, we have listeners from all over the globe. Whatever country you reside in, South Africa, please, ladies and gentlemen, put your best effort forward with this. Take care of your families. More importantly, to start with that unit, care for them. And then care for yourself. So, until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's Daryl Bradford Smith. I'm telling you, please be well. Bye-bye now.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. See friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. Thank you. sky are also on the faces of the people passing by.